Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to define persecution, first of all, in a general sense. Okay, now here's the definition. I pulled this from Webster's 1829 dictionary, frankly, where I like to go for definitions of words. They seem to be more accurate to the original. But the definition here of persecution is this: it's the infliction of pain, punishment, or death upon others, and keyword, unjustly, particularly for adhering to a religious creed or mode of worship, either by way of penalty or by compelling them to renounce their principles. All right, so infliction of pain, punishment, death, unjustly doing so, generally because of something that they believe. Now, Gary, you heard the definition I just gave there. It's in a general sense, but I want to zero in on Christian persecution as we go in the program today. And I'm going to like want you to define what biblical persecution, what it is. But before you do that, let me just read down through a couple of things of what biblical persecution is not. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to give you just a few things here, but this is not Christian persecution. For instance, a personal controversy with someone. Persecution, true Christian persecution, is not someone just making fun of you. It's not an economic downturn or being caught out of work like the Great Depression. That was not persecution. Persecution is not necessarily war. The war for independence, the Civil War, or World Wars I and II were not primarily persecution, even though all of them were marked with extensive death and suffering. Persecution is not something you get for doing wrong, such as being sent to jail for repeatedly refusing to pay your taxes. And persecution is not God's corrective discipline for personal disobedience or the result of biblical principle of reaping and sowing. In other words, if you just do the wrong things, make wrong choices all the time, bad things will happen to you. That's not persecution either. All right. Now, Gary, let me go back to you. With those kind of things out of the way, what it's not, build out, if you would, just a little bit what the Bible defines as true biblical, we'd say Christian persecution, really as defined by the Bible. Could you do that, please?
Well, Sam, I'm glad you went down through that list of what it is not, because down through the years I've heard people say, I'm being persecuted for Christ, and they don't really know what persecution for Christ is all about. So that was very excellent that you elaborated upon that. You know, the Bible tells us that persecution is something that we can expect. In 2 Timothy 3 and verse 12, it says, yea, and all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. And over in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 21, it tells us that persecution is something that we are called unto. In fact, I would encourage every one of you who are listeners today to read through 1 Peter, because 1 Peter has a lot to say about persecution. But biblical persecution, or persecution for Christ, is action that is designed to intimidate, physically harm, or kill people because of Christ. And the key component there is because of Jesus Christ. In other words, persecution is a result of doing what Christ commands us to do and living as Christ commands us to live. It's the result of refusing to bow down to the god of government or culture. And it's the result of refusing to renounce the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, which is the name above all names. And I've often said to my congregation, Sam, if somebody would walk up to you with a 12-gauge shotgun and say, denounce Christ or die, what would you do? And, of course, you know, if you did not denounce Christ and get shot, obviously that's persecution. But this is real, and there are many nations of the world where persecution is going on today. And I would encourage people, before I turn it back to you, if you get the opportunity, ladies and gentlemen, to get Richard Rumbrand's book entitled Tortured for Christ, do so. It will be a great challenge to you, and it will help you to understand what this concept of being persecuted for Jesus Christ is all about. Sam?
Gary, we have just about half a minute before we go to the break. Let me just ask you, do you think that you have ever really experienced biblical Christian persecution?
Well, that's a very good question, Sam. I mean, you know, maybe been mocked been laughed at. Our church has been picketed because of certain stands we've taken upon the gospel. But maybe in a little sense that's persecution, but it's nothing like many of our brothers and sisters in Christ are going through in the world around us today.
And Garrett, it's not surprising me that you answered it that way, because if you would have asked me the same question, I would have said exactly what you said. But ladies and gentlemen, that probably is what, as I said to start the program out, very few will have actually experienced in this country true infliction of pain or punishment because of our faith in Jesus Christ. However, that's not the case for much of the world.